Federal aid only goes to local bus systems with public workers if those workers have collective bargaining rights. Because the budget repair bill takes away those rights, the Wausau Metro system stands to lose $1.3 million, according to its director, Greg Soibert.
Well, if it passes in its current form, it may necessitate us shutting down entirely.
The Wausau Metro system serves more than 850,000 riders a year. Ron Duranzo is retired, but he says he knows many working people who depend on it.
It's going to ruin them. It's going to ruin them. There's lots of people that take the bus for work.
One of those people is Danette A., a developmentally disabled adult who rides the bus from downtown Wausau to the Northern Valley Workshop, where she and other disabled people are employed.
I wouldn't make it. Because how would we get out to work? How would people get to work, I mean?
67-year-old Leroy Bean uses the bus to get to the county health center.
I'd be screwed. I have no car, and I can't afford a cab. I'm a low-income person.
Eugene Harris Jr. rides the bus to work at the Neighbor's Place food pantry.
Boy, I have to walk. Hey, you just got to put your nose to the grindstone and figure out something.
Jackie Berger was on the bus because her car was totaled in an accident.
I don't use the bus as a rule, but I don't think it's fair for the people that do. I disagree with this Governor Walker thing 100%.
Under the governor's proposal, bus systems staffed by private workers, like the one in Milwaukee, would still get federal aid. But in Wausau, Greg Soibert says it would take at least a year to convert to private workers, and the buses would have to shut down in the meantime.
It would not happen immediately, and we would likely shut down before we achieved it.
Other regional bus systems around the state would also be affected by the loss of federal aid. In Wausau, I'm Glenn Moberg for Wisconsin Public Radio News.